When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
We've invited Fan on Fan Crime this morning. Stoney is in for John. A texter wants to know, if Stoney's here, who's going to be with Doug? Is today Stoney-thon? 8 hours of radio?
Solo Doug.
It's solo Doug.
It's just me.
Okay. It's just Doug. Yeah. Okay.
Doug gets a reprieve.
Yeah. No, I requested 8 hours of Stoney. But management said, hell no.
Okay. So
the sick thing is, I probably would have done it.
I know.
You probably would have. Lingering here anyway. Yeah. So you brought this up, and I think it's a really interesting look inside the Lions fan base. You have people who are rightfully concerned. There's
yes.
a harsh reality to losing the way they lost, and losing the players they lost. And the Super Bowl, well, let's just say it, doesn't feel like they're winning it.
No, to me it doesn't. You know, and that's okay.
And that doesn't mean they can't.
Correct.
But it doesn't feel like they're winning it. And if you say that, you immediately get jumped on by a certain group of Lions fans.
Right.
Go, how dare you? How can you can't say that? Don't you know about the culture they built? Don't you know about the grit they have? Come on, sorry. Come on.
Right.
You're a bad fan.
Yes.
You're a bad fan if you say that. So we've asked that question. Are you a bad fan if you don't believe they will win the Super Bowl? 248-539-9797.
You're not a bad fan. I don't know. Boy, we did get a text referenced, I think, to the Woody Johnson stuff that we talked
yeah.
about. I didn't like Matt Chapman's war on the show. That's from Scott Harris.
That's an A-plus ticket. Couldn't get a swing down.
Yeah.
Stoney and Costa blow. You guys are fair weather fans. Bill in Newport.
You know, Bill in Newport, just stick it up your ass. Seriously. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, see the extremes people go here?
Yes.
Like, I know me and Jim got going a little bit the other morning, and we really, in the end, if you really listen and we talk about
far apart.
We're not that far apart. And I think this comes down, I think the Lions have a few things in the cupboard still.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that this team is better than the team that closed the 2002 season in Lambeau, who nobody wanted in the playoffs, but they didn't make it, remember? This team's better. That team had none of last year's draft picks on it. Those top four picks that Brad Holmes hit a home run on.
Right.
This team also has, look, they lost McNeil. I'm expecting Onwuzurike to step it up here. Look, you don't have a ton of tread on your tire. You let's go. DJ Reader, you know, Za'Darius Smith wasn't on those teams. And they're not Hutch and they're not McNeil, but it's not like they're like just anybody off the street
no.
like they had a couple weeks
no.
ago.
No. And for the doom and gloom skies falling, I expect this team to win the next three games. I do. They're critically important.
I know. I think they'll probably go 2-1, and I don't know which one they're going to lose.
No, depending on...
They could
still win the
yes.
division, depending on how it goes.
Yeah.
They just definitely need to win Week 18.
I mean, this is a daily fluid situation,
yeah.
though. Like, I put a little bit of weight in the hope that Kaminsky would come back just to provide depth.
Yeah, and now
after yesterday,
it sounds like that's not happening.
Yeah.
My
so,
point is, even if they get the one seed, I think that's a huge pivot piece here.
Oh, yes.
They still will have to face Philly, who has the better O-line, D-line combo, and then they'd have to face a Bills offense or a Ravens offense. Or I know the Chiefs offense isn't as scary, but against this Lion defense, it could look scary.
Right.
That scar tissue is still there after watching what happened this last week. Because even when McNeil was healthy, even when Carlton Davis was healthy early in the game, 14-0. Even when they were healthy, they weren't getting the stops against the elite quarterbacks.
By the way, one aside, I mean, we saw how they played against Buffalo. If it was a Super Bowl, Chiefs and Ravens, you mentioned those two teams. Yeah. Who would you rather play?
Ravens.
I would too, because their defense is not very good. I'd rather play the Ravens. And I don't trust Lamar, and I trust Patrick Mahomes.
Chiefs get enough stops, one more chance with the ball with Mahomes. It's, yeah. Yeah.
So,
and that doesn't mean the Lions can't beat the Chiefs,
not.
But you asked me of the two.
Yes, right.
I'm slightly more optimistic than you guys. That's really what this boils down to. When's the last time the city had a team that had a season like this?
A season like this? Well, you
2013 Tigers.
Yeah, they were pretty damn good.
But that team had had a track record of 8 to 9 years. I'd actually say it's
the 22, the wings with the Hall of Famers.
02, you're saying?
No, yeah. I would say the 06 Tigers. I think there's actually, okay, that wasn't expected out of the gate at least.
I said, this season is expected. But 12-2 is.
That Tiger team was 76-36 at one point in the season, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Then they went down. Who thought they would get to the World Series?
No, because they blew the thing and they had to play the Yankees, the world, the great Yankees, and they big kicked their ass.
You play one game two, and somebody rises to the occasion, Joel Zumaya, and you get there.
But
look,
I'll say what I've said to you a couple times, and it applies here with the 06 Tigers. They didn't win at all.
Right.
So you could say, hey, last year without a defense, they didn't win the Super Bowl.
Thank you. How much did you enjoy that 06 season?
Oh, so much fun.
It was great.
So much fun.
We're at the beginning here. We're not at the end. And I would just remind people, enjoy this. And I think that's what that caller was kind of getting to before the break. Enjoy this. The 13 Tigers, if we're 7 years into this and we're still trying, the lesson is you better get one. But it doesn't have to be this year. It doesn't.
Look at the 96 Red Wings. I mean, they set records for how good they were, and they ended up losing to the Avs in the second round, the third round.
Stoney, have you checked your phone? What is wrong with Jeff Rieger? He texted both of us. We can get to that in a second. I want to get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Kevin in Westland, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
Man, you know, I just want to say off the jump that I do believe that we're going to go to the Super Bowl. I believe that we're going to play the Buffalo Bills. I do not believe the Chiefs will make it this year. So it'll either be Baltimore or Buffalo, and I personally believe it's going to be Buffalo. I do think we're going to win it all, but it is absolutely ridiculous for people to be saying that, you know, you're a fair weather fan or anything like that, because listen, we are yet again, because we're the Lions, against all odds with the injuries and everything, and that is a real problem that showed itself in the last game. Now, granted, I think we'll make some adjustments.
Sure.
We got Reynolds and Vaki that's kind of, I think, going to carry, split, take up some of the load from Montgomery. And, you know, the thing is with these next man up mentality thing, we got some players that I think are going to be real hungry to show that they're capable of it. And I think it's going to be big with, you know, Pascal being back. And, you know, DJ Reader's got to do a little bit more than what he's done, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that was the guy Stoney brought up.
Yep, and so does Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, Za'Darius Smith. I mean, they were almost like a non-factor in the last game.
No, you're right.
Supposed to be that.
You're right. I mean, those guys got to be difference makers.
There was a part of me that was like, I seen a thing. It was J.J. Watt that was saying like, "Hey, if they gave me a call, you know, I'd play for that coach." And it's like, oh, if you need to, because it's Super Bowl or bust. The mentality in the locker room, I can tell everyone is, but it doesn't mean that if you don't think we win the Super Bowl that you're a bad fan. No.
I'm pretty sure J.J. Watt was just messing around.
He's been, you know, making.
Yeah, he probably was. But, you know, I mean, I remember the Rams when they won their Super Bowl, you know, I forget what the name of the safety, who it was. They called him up like, "Hey, we need you because we needed depth."
Weddle.
They made their run.
Eric Weddle. Yeah, they got him out of seemingly nowhere.
Well, you want him to go get Ndamukong Suh?
Hasn't played in like 2 years.
No, I don't. Be quite honest with you, unless I knew he was in football shape. But make the call, bring him in. Okay, you mentioned the text we got from Jeff Rieger.
Yeah.
I
what's wrong with him?
I caution myself to even giving him the publicity for this, but I love him so much, so I will. so disappointed in both of you. This is SOL. SOL isn't just self-inflicted wounds. It's not just incompetence. It's really bad luck, and that's exactly what this is. SOL and a curse are the same thing. Don't disrespect SOL or it's going to get worse. Great show. I'll hang up and listen. No, there is a difference between SOL and a curse, I believe, but I'm not going to get into the semantics about it. Just,
but what is wrong with him?
You have to ask that question.
Like a psychological...
Does it really surprise you he'd be the one to go there?
No.
I even gave him the benefit of the doubt earlier. I said, I don't know that he's saying this is SOL. No, he just put it in text to both of us. He thinks this is currently SOL.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff. Come on, buddy. Not everything that goes wrong is SOL.
Right.
Not every bit of adversity this team faces is same old Lions. And I think they have shown that they are not the same old Lions repeatedly. Like, will they be... Will we be disappointed if they don't win the Super Bowl? Yes. Back-to-back division titles, that's the same old Lions? Like, I think the same old Lions, to me, just my perspective, is when they couldn't get out of their own way, they'd lose in stupid ways, absurd ways, they did it to themselves. It's like, I think it is the self-inflicted stuff.
Yeah.
This is not a self-inflicted circumstance.
No, it's not.
It's a damn shame is what it is.
Right.
And to lump it in with all the other BS, I'd like to say he's better than that, but...
You know what? The weaklings always run first.
We got a bunch of calls to get to. We'll do it next, 97.1. All right, guys. This time of year, it's getting cold out, and you want to start making plans to be somewhere warmer. Pretty simple. Stadium Swim, Circa Resort and Casino, where you can catch the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. 6 pools, 3 different levels, perfect view of that massive 40-foot tall high definition screen. It's Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football, or if you're starting to plan some trips to watch hoops in March. You got the swim up bars, the Insta Ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot, the cozy day beds, private cabanas, grab a lounge at the center of the action, but reserve your place today. 365 days of sports. How else? Poolside. Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today. CircaLasVegas.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Merry Christmas.
So you do like Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holiday.
Our boss comes in and goes, where's Ebenezer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, I posted video on my Twitter. A friend of mine who was at the hockey game last night, we have some video of the shirtless guy getting, he like hit an usher.
He did. And then the usher like went fell down.
Yeah. So
got checked into the seats
at Stoney 16, and we'll retweet it, so it'll be on the station page too, and the show page.
If you missed it,
yes,
this lunatic. Anyway, Lions fans, the question was: are you a bad fan if you don't believe they will win the Super Bowl? Because there's been a lot of fan checking and fan policing because some people are concerned. There's a harsh reality to the injuries,
right,
to the losing and the way they lost, and. But there are some fans who believe, like, wholeheartedly that this team has so much grit that it doesn't matter who gets hurt, that they'll win no matter what. And they may, but expressing doubt has people throwing out labels like bad fan or part-time fan.
Right.
Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Marco in Rochester. Marco, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm going to argue about that Super Bowl fan or bust. I've been a fan for 50 years, and I've been through it, through the ups and downs, never rooted for anybody else, always been there for the Lions. And, you know, anyone could be a fan of a Super Bowl team, but it takes a true fan to realize that it's been tough and appreciate every victory that they get.
I would agree with that. What are we fighting about?
Well, I'm just saying that I'm a true fan, but yeah. I'm also concerned and not completely confident they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. There's two seasons. There's the normal season, there's a postseason, yep. And a lot of stuff happens in between. But don't take away my fan, me being a fan just by saying, hey, it may not be total Super Bowl or not.
So if they play one playoff game, do you think the season was a success for you?
Absolutely. No doubt. 12-2 right now. I mean, 50 years.
I understand that. But you're talking, let's say they go 14-3 and they lose to Minnesota, so they have to play the first game at home, but they won't have a bye and they lose. You would still think the season's a success?
I would say yes, it's successful.
Okay.
Because big thing is you can't help injuries. I mean, it's unfortunate. Now, if it was, just because of the quality of play,
okay.
Then they blew it.
Right.
And then it's not SOL. But this is beyond anyone's, grasp. We just can't help this.
This feels
I'd
unprecedented.
I should be a fan.
Yeah, I'm not telling you you're a bad fan. I don't do right. that. Stoney's not doing that.
When the Packers, Vikings, and Eagles, your three of your main adversaries, have 19 guys on injured reserve combined.
Yeah. And you have 22, mm-hmm. It's unprecedented what they're going through.
Right.
No, I don't think it's okay to revisit Super Bowl or bust. It would feel to call the season a bust would feel unfair given what
yes,
they've dealt with.
Correct.
Having said that, the only success to me is a Super Bowl. So now you end up in this purgatory where if they were to finish in the NFC title game again, or you said one and done in the playoffs, like I can't guess.
No, I can't either.
Okay, what do we got next? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Detroit. You're on 9.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Happy
Good.
Holidays.
Thank you. Same to you, Carlos.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. You shouldn't be called a bad fan if you don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl. But what I would say is that there's no difference in that than someone saying that you're delusional because you believe they're going to make the Super Bowl. Both of them are egregious in fandom. It's silly.
You're correct.
At the end of the day, I believe they still have a chance to make the Super Bowl. Is it as high as I thought it was a couple weeks ago? No. but I still believe I don't think the cupboard is bare.
No,
I think there's ways that they can do some things. Maybe even pick. I heard Calais Campbell might get released. Maybe they pick him up. There's a lot of things that could happen. Also, I just don't believe that the Bills, the KFC, the Ravens, or the Eagles. I think they all have flaws as well,
and
some of those flaws can get exposed in the playoffs and during the regular season. So at the end of the day, I'm not a bad fan for believing that delusional for believing my team still has a shot and a good chance of winning the Super Bowl. Huh? Now, do I think earlier in the season, I thought there's no way we're not winning. Now I just think we have a good shot, just like anybody else. Also, at the end of the day, it's not Super Bowl or bust for me as a fan. I think Super Bowl or bust is for those players and those coaches. For me as a fan, this is the best two seasons of football I've had in my life as a Lions fan.
Oh, no doubt.
And I'm happy. I'm happy with that. And will I be disappointed if we don't make it to the Super Bowl? Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to look back and say, oh, it was a complete wash because we didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Last year was a great season. I enjoyed it. I was happy. I was sad we lost. But I was happy and ready for the next season. I'll do the same thing this year. Y'all have a happy holiday, fellas.
Thank you, Carlos.
Miss you, Stoney.
Thank you.
Doing a great job, Costa.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
To me, if they get to the Super Bowl, even if they don't win it, it's a successful season. Anytime in between, now the injuries do change things a little bit. So, you know, the semantics of the whole thing get really, you know, lost. Is it a failure? Well, how can a season be a failure if you're 14-3 and win the division and get a bye and, you know, losing the NFC Championship game? It's just you want to go further every single year.
If they were fully healthy and they didn't win the Super Bowl, it'd be a failure. The fact that they're injured, I feel like that's heavy-handed to say that. Because it's not just a couple injuries. It's like an unprecedented level of injury.
I've never seen this before.
It's not, oh, every team's got bumps and bruises and beat up. No, this is another level.
This isn't next man up. This is next platoon up.
it's something, all right. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Garrett on a cell. Garrett, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, first off, I think we're putting the cart before the horse and saying that we're going to win the division, right? We haven't
summed
that up yet. So let's cool it on that talk a little bit, I think. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes to fans, I think when it comes to, like, determining outcomes for a season, we either fall in one of two camps, right? You're either a realist or an idealist, right? You either analyze the data and based upon previous experience, you kind of can figure out where a season's going to end up, whereas the idealist is everything in spite of that. Right.
Yep.
And secondly, the last caller brought up a good point about Calais Campbell. Like, what do you guys think? Like, I mean, of course, he would be a great addition. But what do you think the odds are that we actually go and land somebody like Calais Campbell?
I think the odds would be very, very slim because the Lions, where they are in the waiver claim, you know, category, so to speak, of the list, I think another team would claim him first.
That's kind of my read, too.
Calais have any, like, would he have any say? Like, say, I don't know, some garbage team wants to go pick him up off the waivers. Could he say, like, no, I don't want to go there?
Well, if he clears waivers, then he could go anywhere he wants, I believe. I just don't see him clearing waivers. He's still really good.
Agreed. Thanks a lot, guys.
And Garrett, I think you put it so well with the realist versus idealist. I think what makes this tough is they were the same up until a week ago. The realist and the idealist all felt the same thing. The idealists always thought they were winning the Super Bowl. The realists said, oh, I've seen enough football to be convinced of it as well. So everybody was pulling in the same direction. And now it's murky. Now not everybody thinks the same thing. Now there's doubt.
On the Calais Campbell thing, I don't think a non-contender would go there because this has already been kind of referenced as it's going to be for a playoff contender.
Yes.
I will say this. There have been examples in sports where athletes have simply said, well, if you claim me, I'm not coming.
Right.
And it would be interesting to see how that would play out. The agent can kind of talk to the team when they're trying to claim him and say, look, he's not coming there. If he has the intent to go to one place, he might be able to kind of still manipulate that.
Hey, three Campbells are better than two.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. I've been on him. Like, when Brad Holmes was interested in signing him before last season, I was like all over that. He's such a trustable player.
And he fits the culture well.
Yep. Good dude. Perfect. Hard worker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the number one run defender, according to PFF.
Is he really?
In the NFL this year.
Bring him in.
Yeah.
Reinforcements. Use all the help they can get, especially on the D-line.
It's up to the Dolphins, whether they want to do it or not. Let him go. I don't know. He never said he's going to retire after this year either, did he?
I don't believe so, but at 38, I think kind of the thought is...
No, I'm sure he's thought about it. But,
yeah. All right, Lions fans, are you a bad fan if you don't think they're winning the Super Bowl? The accusations have been thrown out. Where are you at? It's 97.1. Jammed up on the phones. We'll get to as many of you as we can. Are you a bad fan if you don't think this team will win the Super Bowl? And the Super Bowl or bust stuff has come up as well. I think we've all kind of dialed that back just given the sheer volume of injuries.
Yes.
22 of them. All right, let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. David in Birmingham, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. So, yeah, I don't think you're a bad fan for being realistic, cautiously optimistic. However, there's like, you know, the SOL fans, like, as soon as something goes bad, pack it in, boys, season's over. That's another extreme. That's just...
No, I don't respect that either.
People need therapy.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
Yeah. It's just... you're not a bad fan. I do think we'll go to the Super Bowl. I do think we'll win. I think we will actually win the division.
So hold on, you think even with all the injuries, you're gonna be at a parade?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I do.
Hopefully, you're right.
Well, there's gonna be defenders coming back from injuries, during the playoffs. Correct?
We hope so.
Not just Hutch.
Right.
And Hutch would, if it happens, would only be for the actual Super Bowl.
Right.
As opposed to the fake Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly. I was waiting for the actual Packers.
We've had some fun with that.
I know.
And David, I appreciate the thought there, right? Because, yes, Alex Anzalone should be coming back. I think that's the biggest name that should come back. Fingers crossed he's back for the Minnesota game, week 18, especially if that game matters for the division and the one seed. You're going to want all the guys you can get. But the problem I have is when you say, well, we're getting Alex Anzalone back. It's 2-1 the other way.
I know.
You lost McNeil and Carlton Davis. We haven't even seen them play a full game without both of them there.
Right. And God forbid there's three more games left.
Right. And again, no bye week since week 5. If you want to blame anybody for this, it's not some stupid acronym or some curse. It's the fact that the NFL only has one bye week and somehow college has two. That the Lions' bye week was in week 5. That the Lions' schedule included them playing 4 games in 18 days. If you want to blame anybody... I mean, that has to take its toll and make you more susceptible.
I just think the injuries that they occurred had pretty much nothing to do with that, especially the big ones with broken bones and things like that.
That bye thing, though, even that, I think, is a lame excuse. The Eagles had a week 5 bye week. That's who you're fighting with. I mean, you know, it's just the way it goes. I'm surprised that you guys don't have a little more faith that the starting defensive line is going to be Reeder, Onwuzurike, Pascal, and Smith. You guys don't think that they can hold their own?
Couldn't get any pressure on Josh Allen.
You don't play Josh Allen, remember.
To win the Super Bowl, you likely will have to play him or an Allen-like player.
But then you put those guys in and Anzalone is back then.
But they haven't had that much pressure anyway.
The problem was the linebackers, though. Of course, the line flushed him at times. There was nobody else coming ever. And I thought Jack Campbell looked a little lost playing against a QB like that. I think he got a little schooled, and that's okay. That's the best quarterback he's probably ever played against because he hardly played against Lamar last year.
Right.
And Mahomes.
Let's get to Ian in Southfield. Ian, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
How are you?
Doing good, thank you. So to answer the question, no, you're not a bad fan if you don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl. But my thing is this. Prior to all these injuries, would we be surprised if the Lions won the Super Bowl? No.
No.
Would we be surprised if they lost? No.
No.
Now, with all these injuries, would we be surprised if they won? No. Would we be surprised if they lost? No. So for
hold on a second. I personally would be surprised with all these injuries that they do win the Super Bowl. I still think they can, but I'd be surprised.
So you believe that they can, and if it were to happen, you might, for me, it's not a, nothing has changed for me.
Okay.
I understand the injuries, and, you know, that decreases the chances of making it to the Super Bowl. When Hutch went down, it decreased the chance. That's, but we do get guys coming back. We still control our own destiny. We're still the one seed. We're still the same mentality. Nothing has changed. For every, you know, I get it. We lost a lot of people on defense. That does impact us now, offense too. However, nothing changes for me. I still believe that we can make it to the Super Bowl, and we will. However, if we don't, I wouldn't be surprised. And that's the same feeling I had prior to all the injuries.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think it's shades of gray. I mean, even acknowledging, like, less likely is really all we're all saying.
Yes.
Paul in Clinton Township. Paul, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
So, you know, some of the last callers have been dialing in a little closer to what my call was that, you know, part of this is semantics, right? And it sounds like people were erecting a straw man to tear down, right? I mean, just because somebody's, you know, confidence level may have gone down from where it was doesn't make them a bad fan.
Correct.
No, you're right. The people that are saying that it's over, done, dead on arrival, okay, who am I to call them a bad fan? Here's what I'm going to say. That is the person that I think most people are referring to, are the ones that have basically shut the door and said the team has no chance now because of what happened.
And if that's, but if that's the case with somebody, it still doesn't make them a bad fan. They still, chances are, even if they think they're not going to do anything in the playoffs, are going to root like hell, probably be pissed off when they lose. It doesn't make them a bad fan even if they are the most negative human being on the planet.
Well, and like I said, I didn't call them a bad fan.
Right.
But
no, I know.
Those are the people. Okay, and again, more semantics. What makes, is it a bad fan? Is someone just overly pessimistic? Are they just too negative? Whatever
so
you want to assign
to me, Paul,
name to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it's if you care. That's how I judge a fan. Do you care? That doesn't mean you always think it's going to go well.
Right.
You might go to the game and think, I don't like our chances today. But you care. You're invested emotionally. I think if you care, you're a fan. And maybe if you care a lot, you're a super fan or a diehard fan. But you're a fan if you care about your team. You want what's good for them.
Fan is short for fanatic.
Yeah.
I mean, we all are. We're fanaticals.
So it makes this fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible we're having, you know, it's still... Doesn't every once in a while I still have to, you know, pinch myself that we're having this discussion about this football team and this franchise.
Thought we would get to.
No.
I mean, you always hold out hope that we would. Otherwise, there's no point in even being a fan. But
right.
It felt like a wildest dream situation.
Exactly.
John in Shelby Township. John, you're on 97.1.
Happy New Year, guys.
Woo!
So, sorry, I heard Woji on the commercial and then I got all, you know.
What about the dips?
So here's the thing. I think, you know, the last couple of callers started to really hone in on what I'm saying too. I want to just paint a picture for you, guy. You're sitting there watching the game, your team's down, and that guy is already rushing to give you that hot take like, okay, we're done, you know. And so at that point, watching that game and being part of that experience is hard to even enter into and enjoy because he's made up his mind because he thinks that if he's the first one to say it, then he's going to get a spot on ESPN,
Bingo.
You know, and he's going to, you know. So, and when we talk about sports and we talk about fandom, man, I'll be a realist when it comes to politics. I'll be a realist when it comes to things that are weighty. But for my sports, man, I want to watch the game. So, Stoney, if you were in my room during that game and you threw out the curse word, I'd be handing you a bourbon saying, drink up and shut up, man. Like, I want to watch my game. I want to have a good time. And I get it. You know, that doesn't make him a bad fan, but I will say some of those guys who are like trying to run.
They're not
the
fun to be around.
I don't want to watch a game with you, man.
I get what you're saying, John.
Time.
I get you. They're not fun to be around. Sometimes reality isn't fun.
Exactly.
Let's get to Heather's news.
Here's some good news. You can now get chicken nuggets at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that good news?
It
yes.
could be. I mean, It could be
Stay
if that's
in your
what
lane,
you're
Taco
into.
Bell.
Well, here's how they're Mexican food, okay? So they're called crispy chicken nuggets. They're coated in a combination of breadcrumbs and crushed up tortilla chips.
Oh, okay.
There's where it gets the little...
Isn't it a little queso sauce too or
oh,
something?
Oh, well, there's three different dipping sauces you can choose from. A bell sauce with tomatoes, chilies, and garlic, jalapeno honey mustard, and Hidden Valley Fire Ranch that has fire sauce mixed in.
I'm very familiar with this because I had to play Would You Eat It yesterday on the Carson Anderson show.
Is this
show,
what it was?
And this was one of the products.
Oh, well, who would... if you like chicken nuggets, why wouldn't you eat this?
Right. Would Doug eat it? He's picky. That's why I ask.
Yeah, that is called, are you going to eat that, by the way?
Oh, okay.
Would you eat it?
Tomato, tomato, same thing, right?
Yeah. When you're filling in, you just have to pick up enough to play along.
Right, exactly.
Well, a round of snow is on the way, but for now, today should just be cloudy and cold. So by this evening, though, some light snow showers may start to begin. It will be more likely we're going to get more snow overnight and then continue into Friday morning, which could slow down your commute. So prepare yourself. Maybe leave the house a little bit earlier. Let's see. We could see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches total. So we're going to have a little bit of accumulation. On the weekend, it's going to be cold. Highs in mid to upper 20s. Mm. So it's going to be a chilly, chilly weekend. But, you know, whatever. It's winter, to be expected.
Yep.
Let's see. Just days before the holiday, when people are counting on their last minute Christmas deliveries, right? The largest strike against Amazon in American history began this morning at 6 a.m. The strike is starting in facilities in New York, Illinois, California, and Georgia. 10,000 employees nationwide are expected to take part in it. Here, you might see some local unions picketing outside of Amazon, you know, distribution centers. But Amazon says, hey, we don't expect any disruptions or delays in your Christmas presents that they say are still en route. So
hopefully
it doesn't do a lot of damage.
And I'm sure some people are saying, how can they do this before the holiday? It's when they have leverage.
Yes, it is. This is their time to do it. There was a multi-vehicle crash in Colorado just outside of Denver earlier this month. And when cops showed up, the driver who was at fault was completely hammered, right? Completely drunk. And he did admit, like, yeah, I am drunk. I had about 10 drinks. And then he told the officers, quote, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a professional drinker. So don't worry about it. I got things under control. I do this professionally. So the officer asked him if the guy even wanted to bother trying to do a field sobriety test. The guy said, I don't really care. So they said, okay, you're coming with us. They later admitted that this guy's breathalyzer, he had a BAC of 0.326. Holy cow. As you can imagine, obviously, he was arrested.
Yeah, I think that qualifies him as a professional drinker.
Still alive. Just barely. Thank God everyone else is alive as well. Earlier, we discussed the top 10 worst Christmas songs, at least according to USA Today. But we never got to what the best Christmas songs are. Now, this is not according to USA Today. There was a study that looked at the top songs in every single state. And came up.
I can't believe. Well, you'll tell.
Yep. And came up with the top song. So overall, the top song is Jingle Bells.
Fine, that's great.
Jingle Bells. Everyone knows Jingle Bells. It's a
fine
song.
I even like
song.
It by the Dogs.
Ruff ruff ruff.
Yeah.
Ruff ruff ruff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Followed by Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Mm-hmm.
It is whatever, right? But the number one song in Michigan is neither of those songs. It is Last Christmas by Wham.
That's okay, but I wouldn't put that as the best. And how do they get that information?
It's looking at Google searches. So it's like what people in each state have been Googling the most, what song they've been looking up.
The heart wants what it wants, Tony, and it wants Last Christmas.
Mm-hmm, apparently so. How does it go?
who's gonna sing it for me?
I know this song, but I can't think of it in my head right now.
I watched the video.
You can. You absolutely can think of it.
It's weird. I watched the video last night of it, and it's like these women are like a couple on a boat and all this kind of stuff. I was like,
you're watching like the music video of this?
Yeah, because I looked it up. I wanted to see which song it was. Yeah.
All right. It's fine.
That's Heather with the news.
Yes.
97.1. Lions fans, toast to the Kings of the North with 1800 Tequila, the best taste in tequila and a proud partner of the Detroit Lions. Make sure you grab the limited edition Motor City jersey bottle. It's on shelves now. It's made for this Lions season. The design looks like the Motor City alternate jerseys the team wore in week 4 and last week against the Bills. The bottles will be gone soon, so get yours wherever you normally buy 1800 Tequila and enjoy the number one super premium tequila and the taste of victory on game day. 1800 Tequila, Proximo Spirits, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly. The best Christmas song.
Yeah, in Michigan.
This is it.
I know what it is.
Yeah, I know.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Very next day,
you tore it apart.
That's not how it goes. I wanted to speed up because I knew he didn't know the words.
I don't know the words. I just, you know. Hey, when it comes to George Michael and Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. That's my George Michael jam.
It's been great having you in. You'll be in tomorrow. You're going to be in the next couple weeks with the holidays here. Stony in the mornings again.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking a lot about Lions fans and the psyche all week. And today's question was, are you a bad fan if you don't think they will win the Super Bowl? I think there are so many shades of gray as we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's any host at the station that has said definitively, the season's over, pack it in, quit, don't even try. I also don't know that any host has said they're absolutely winning the Super Bowl. Maybe I'm wrong. I think we're all kind of sifting through what these injuries will mean and how concerned you should be.
Right. Some hosts have greater concerns than others.
Yes. And I think you and I have expressed those concerns and have been labeled this and labeled that. And,
right.
And just the reality, it's a harsh reality. They're dropping like flies.
Yeah.
That this is unprecedented, that the injuries may be too much for them to overcome. And I guess where I'm at with this team, we'll get a look at them this weekend. I think they'll rally. I expect them to still win this division, to still have the one seed. Maybe that's the difference in playing Philly in the NFC title.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that Detroit's a better team right now. I don't. But maybe the one seed is the difference and the home game is the difference.
It's funny. A few weeks ago, I think I might have mentioned it to you. Maybe I was even filling in. I said, you know what? Philly versus Detroit, when you go unit by unit, it's very, very equal.
It is. They've got.
I mean, they both have great offensive lines. The Philly's defensive line's a little better. But that was actually before Jalen Carter started playing like the reason a lot of us wanted him in the draft. And yeah.
I think they have a better D-line than we do right now.
Yes. Our safeties are better. Their corners are better. Their secondary's gotten better since Cooper DeJean got inserted in the lineup. Their receivers, okay? You can argue who's tougher to defend,
but it's Brown. It's a push. To me.
And then
Jamo versus Devontae Smith, and then the tight ends.
Tight ends are pretty equal. I mean, I'd go Laporta a little bit over Goddard, although they're different.
To me, the difference is I think they're better in the trenches, both sides of the ball collectively right now, which is why I think the Eagles are the better team. But if Detroit gets the game at home, maybe it's 55%, 45%.
And at that time, it's who was better, Barkley versus Gibbs and Demo. Now it's basically just Barkley versus Gibbs.
So it ends up as real tight. And if Detroit gets to the Super Bowl, I still have the scar tissue of watching Josh Allen have all day. And I think Mahomes would have all day. And I think Lamar would have all day. Now maybe Aiden's back. Like, there are so many shades of gray in all this. How much do you really get from Aiden, who hadn't played football in months? But we've asked the question about fandom and you know how you're being judged by your fellow Lions fans, maybe in your group chat, maybe with your buddies. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Chris in Ypsilanti. Chris, you're on 97.1.
You mean Chip?
Chip. Sorry, bud.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, no problem. Yeah. Hey, man. Y'all running a good show, man. We appreciate y'all.
Thanks.
Yeah, now my thing is, if you're a fan, I'm a fan. If you giving up saying we not going to make it to the Super Bowl, then you giving up on the players. Goff, Coach Dan Campbell. Y'all giving up on them. They putting their heart, sweat, and tears in the practice games to make it there. Just keep the energy positive. You know, we got a lot of injuries.
I don't think you're giving up on the players and coaches as individuals at all.
If you kind of saying, what the players saying? We're not going to make the Super Bowl now?
Of course not.
Well, yeah, that's the attitude I got. I'm speaking for myself. I'm riding with them. I'm going all the way in. I'm all the way with the players and the coaching staff.
So, Chip, here's the question. If death not, or not even death, right now, you think they are going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe.
Good. That's great.
And if they don't win the Super Bowl, Chip, will you make excuses? Well, if they don't win the Super Bowl, you won't make excuses.
I'll call y'all back and say either we got our butt kicked or we handed our butt that, or we got them.
Okay.
But all we got to do is get past Chicago, get some more healthy people, and the big game, I think we can go. I think we can go in there and get San Francisco. But the big game gonna be Minnesota.
Yep.
We're gonna win the division. We get the division, then we get a little rest. We get a few more players back. They got to get players safe, but they'll do that in practice.
I'll make you feel.
They're gonna work them out.
Chip, I'll make you feel better. Not that, because I'm always wrong, so maybe it won't. I think Minnesota's gonna lose a game before they come to Ford Field.
Well, I hope so, man. Because they ain't losing nothing. They're more Philly.
Yeah, it's been this stretch now. What, Philly's got like, what, 10, 11 wins in a row?
Yeah, Philly's playing great.